Peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as you can tell from all four of our readings today, we're talking about the Gentiles and taking the message out not just to Israel, but to everybody that's outside of Israel. One of the things that used to be in our service for 500 years that they took out too is something called the Nunc Dimittis. And I want to sing this for you today because it's one of the most important statements of the gospel besides the created me that we sing too. But listen to this. Lord, now let us now your servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I'm noticing that a lot of your mouth and the words with me on that. You know, one of the things, why did we take this out of the service? Now stop and think. This was there for 500 years. And you can just imagine somebody said, well, that's old, so we're going to take it out. No, it's gospel. This is called the Song of Simeon. Simeon was the high priest at the temple. Old man. And when Jesus was taken there at the eighth day, you know, to be presented at the table and to receive his name, Simeon looked at him and sang that song. Now stop and think about this. For mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples. Now stop and think. The Aaronic blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, unto thee. And then may the Lord lift up his countenance, same thing, upon you and give you peace. And here, when we look at this, which you have prepared before the face of all people. Not only do we have the face of God, we've got the face of the people, and they work together. You see this? Make sense? Okay, so as we get into this, we are told that there is more to salvation than just being the salvation of the Jews. All right, I would like to start with a little bit out of our Isaiah lesson. If you want to pull up your bulletin and read this with me, okay, we'll follow along as I read this. And it's the starting in the second paragraph when it says, do not let the son of the foreigner. Do not let the son of the foreigner, well, I'll just read it, but read on. I mean, look on with it. Who has joined himself to the Lord. Speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. Nor let the eunuch say, here I am, a dry tree. For thus says the Lord to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths and choose what pleases me and hold fast my covenant, even to them I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name. Now stop and think about this. When we join the family of God, where is our name put? In the book of life that's held in heaven, isn't it? Okay, so Jesus is saying, God is saying in this section, that he is going to put that name down in his book of life, even if you're not a Jew. So who's he talking about? All y'all. Right? We're all part of this. We're all Gentiles. But he's saying that God is more than just for the people of Israel. Okay, let me go on here. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even them I will bring to my holy mountain. Now, look at the first paragraph. I want to point something out to you. Keep justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come. That original stress is from the Hebrew that's in the Bible. They've got a form in Hebrew called the PA that stresses. So is, in this case, is in the PA. And my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this. Here it is. And the Son of Man who lays hold on it, who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Now I'm going to read this again. Who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and keeps his man from doing any evil. What happened when Jesus healed the man on the Sabbath? What did the Pharisees say to him? You can't do that. This is the Sabbath. But yet, as Jesus, can he defile his day? No. And so look at this, what it says. Who keeps from defiling the Sabbath, even though he healed someone on the Sabbath, he didn't defile it. And he keeps his hand from doing any evil. It is not evil to save someone on the Sabbath. Now, how does this all tie together? Well, we have the message that we have here for those who include all of us. You know, and that's the thing is, when we start looking at this, I read all this stuff, and I read things like, at the bottom of the very page there, their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted at my altar. Now, Jesus came to complete that first covenant, so we don't have to do burnt offerings and sacrifices, do we? But what do we have to do? We have to give God glory. Now, if you notice after the psalm today, it says a doxology, right? Okay. I just sang you the Nunc Dimittis. What did it finish with? Glory be to the Father and to the Son. That is called a doxology. So what does doxology mean in Greek? Anybody know? It's probably good I'm doing this today. Remember up here, grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone, Christ alone. What's the last one? To the glory of God. Doxology in Greek means glory. Give God the glory. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Why do we do that so much? But what else? Praise him, and to remind us that this is not anything new. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. All right. In Greek, there's a form called the aorist. Aorist is an action that started in the past, continues through the present, and continues on into the future, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. So whenever we see that aorist form, we are talking about the love of God for us. A light to lighten the Gentiles. What is a light in this case? Well, let's see. Let me light that lamp and hold it up. No. Jesus is the light that lights us forever. Remember in the book of Revelation, where does the light in heaven come from? Anybody remember? The throne of God. God sitting on his throne. The throne of God is what lights heaven. Okay, so we have the God of light. If we ever do the 9 o'clock service, in the Green Hymnal there's a service that is just beautiful. And it's actually called the Service of Light. It's for the end of the day. Okay? And it's one of those, we are talking about this light that ends. But it also talks about the light that continues after that light that ends. So, the sun will go down, but what is the light that continues? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not just there for the Jews. He's there for the Gentiles. He's there for all of us. And so the thing is that when we start to contemplate what he did on the cross was not just for the Jews, although it happened there. It's for everyone. When his blood was shed on that cross for us, okay? Actually, in German, it's für euch, for you, very strongly. Okay, oik is the imperative form of that word. Okay, so when that blood was shed for you, amen. See what I'm getting at? It's not just for you, it's for you, for all y'all. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's just there. Isn't that a blessing that we can take and understand that it was meant for us? I think when we talk about, you know, a light to lighten the Gentiles, as Simeon said, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. There he is. He died on the cross. He died before the face of all people. Because 3 days later, when he was resurrected, he appeared to hundreds of people, not just to the apostles. Because the book of Acts in chapter 2 says that Jesus appeared to the masses. With me? Make sense? So, what a blessing that is, for mine eyes have seen the salvation. May this salvation keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.